Jeremy Bradley here, flying like a bird. Well, not quite a bird, but anyway, go to phoenix.jbonair.com. I'm up in a hot air balloon with our friends at Rainbow Riders, and Patrick is steering? What do you call this?
We do guide the balloons.
Guiding, okay.
We don't really have steering wheels per se. We're moving with the wind, and what I'm doing is basically just adjusting the heat inside the balloon to fly in different wind layers.
I got to tell you, the temperature for us here is 16 degrees Celsius this morning, and I'm the only one in this basket. Basket, is it a basket? I've got to learn my terminology.
Yes,
I'm in a basket. I'm the only one wearing shorts, and everybody else is freezing, and I'm like, Canada, really? Like, this is great weather. But Patrick, it's seamless so far. The sun is just coming up. Again, the pictures are on our website at phoenix.jbonair.com. Let me ask you then, what sort of training do you have to do to guide one of these things?
It's just like flying any other aircraft. There is written tests, flight training, ground school, there's a check ride, you know, there's a lot involved, yeah.
Now, how do you decide where we're going to land? Are we going to be landing in the same place that we took off? Like, how does that get controlled?
It's pretty rare that we land right back where we started.
Okay.
We're moving with the wind. Some days the winds might guide you back to where you launch. It's pretty rare. But generally speaking, you have to kind of go with the flow. You can adjust heights to fly in different wind layers. Like today, we're coming up a bit. We're getting a bit more north wind right now. As we get lower, again, we're going to shoot back off to the west and head to our landing sites over there.
I'm just laughing. I'm going to photobomb some people here that are taking pictures. But, you know, and this is the interesting thing, because we're not the only ones up here. I'm counting at least probably eight or nine I can see right now. How many balloons do you get up here on an average morning?
It varies throughout the year. We've got 30-plus balloons in our company between our cities, and we can shift them around. Right now, today, we've got half a dozen of our balloons, plus there's another probably 8 or 10 balloons that have joined us today. So we got a lot today.
Competition. Can we do, like, races and things, or no, or do we just have to keep it?
We do races. We do little informal competitions with us, and then we also do the big Albuquerque balloon race in October as well. That's a big one.
I was going to say, you guys are in several different cities, too.
That is correct, yes.
Which ones?
We have Phoenix, and Albuquerque is our initial city that we started in back in 1983, and then we've also expanded to Colorado Springs.
Wow. And I know that just when we came into the office in the morning, you guys were on the cover of a magazine, too, from what I saw.
Oh, yes, quite a few.
Oh, quite a few. Okay, just the one that I saw. But if people wanted to get more information for any of the cities, what is either like the website or?
RainbowRiders.com. Riders with a Y.
With a Y. We'll link people through from our website, which is, again, phoenix.jbonair.com. Patrick, let's take this baby up a little bit more.
Absolutely.